Hey guys, welcome back to the New Hunter's Guide, the podcast helping new hunters get started and helping active hunters learn new things. I'm your host, George Kanitas, and today I just have a little extra bonus episode for you guys. We were talking about gear this week, and I just got back from a shopping trip that I took, and I found some gear while I was out getting dinner. Totally unexpected, great quality stuff. Cheap. So I just wanted to talk to you guys just for a couple minutes, a bonus episode about how to get cheap gear, how to find cheap stuff that is good quality and a great price. So I was out at Sam's Club. I'm buying some charcoal and I'm buying some dinner. I'm buying some post-it notes, just some random stuff, and going through an aisle and bam, they've got all these camo shirts, camo t-shirts, camo long sleeve shirts, heavier camo shirts with some zippers in the front. Just some great stuff. $10. Really high quality material. A nice blend. Quiet. Real quiet. I'm sitting there rubbing this stuff together in the store, listening to it. Just amazed at it. And I'm like, I did not come here looking for hunting gear. But bam, I find this stuff. And I'm like, hey, I could actually use another one of these layers. And this might be good. And so I leave there with a shirt that probably, if you'd have gone to, you know, one of the big box stores, full price, was probably a $60 shirt. Got it for $10 at Sam's Club. Brand new, any size you want. And a lot of my hunting gear has come sort of that way. Didn't expect to find it that place. You know, I was out at, we were at a thrift store. Or was out at, you know, one of the big box stores. Or out at Walmart. Or out at Ollie's. Or one of those kind of places, or found a clearance rack somewhere, or is that an estate sale, or something like that, and there's some gem, some diamond in the rough, there's a couple camo things there, and the price is great, it's on sale, maybe it's end of season clearance, sometimes Walmart in early fall just gets a whole bunch of stuff in. Brand X, but the quality is great and the price is cheap. The first hunting jacket I ever got, I got at Walmart for $30. Still have it. Works great. Nice quality. A good piece of material. You just don't know when you're going to find this stuff. So the advice is keep your eyes open year round. Anytime you go somewhere, just meander a little bit around and see if anything jumps out at you. You know, constantly keep your eyes open. Keep a couple extra bucks in your pocket. If you want to go and buy a whole, you know, outfit yourself with gear all at one time, you're going to pay for that. But if over the course of the year, you find something here, something there, you can find some great deals on stuff. Often, the week after Christmas, if you go to some of the big box stores, they've got their camo clearance, they got everything 50% off or something like that. So yeah, deer season might be over, but that stuff's going to be just as good next year, or just as good for predator season, or maybe good for spring turkey, or maybe good for, fall grouse or whatever you're going after. So I'd recommend just keep your eyes open, look for what's going on, look for, just peruse those sections whenever you're out at a store year round. I got a great hunting coat, a real light weather jacket, semi-rain resistant, at Ollie's one day. Just me and my wife were out for just a little bit of a date day doing some Christmas shopping one year, and we were getting some Chinese food, and right next to the Chinese places in Ollie's, so we're like, hey, go in there, see what they got. They've usually got books and stuff, so I'm looking at the books, see if there's anything there. I'm just meandering through the store. Boom, there's this random rack of lightweight hunting jackets, which is useless in the wintertime, totally useless that time of year, which is probably why they were there, and they were cheap, and the quality was good, and I was like, hey, I don't have anything that fits this particular niche of semi-rain resistant, semi-windproof, sort of warm to mildly cold weather jacket that I could throw on over, you know, one or two layers, depending on what you need, or just wear that even with a t-shirt in the spring or the summertime if the weather is so, and there you go. But if I would have gone to a big box retailer, that would have been like $80, $100, $200, and I think it was $20. Brand new, tags on it, tells you all the special things about why it's great. You know, so just keep your eyes open. I got a turkey vest one time at a store that was going out of business, had a clearance sale. No more expected to find the turkey vest there that day than anything else. When I'm walking around, boom, these vests are normally $120. They were on sale, I think it was 70% off. I've never seen them on sale before. Usually, like, the end of the year, they're 10% off or 20% off. But I picked it up for pennies on the dollar. You know, same thing happened to me once with a foam cushy seat for my tree stand and some other things. Just keep your eyes open year-round, wherever you go, whatever store you're at. You never know. If you're at Walmart or Kmart or whatever mart is near you, it's not a hunting store, but maybe there's an outdoor section or a camping section or just, you know, hiking clothing. Oh, boom, here's some camo stuff. Camo's kind of just a trendy thing for people to wear nowadays. And even orange stuff sometimes. Oh, there's some right there. Just take a look at it. Don't be brand, you know, too brand conscious. I found some things and like, what brand is this? Never heard of it before. Never hear about it again, I'm sure. But pick it up. Look at the quality. Look at the seams. Feel it. Do the rub it together. See if it has any sound to it or if it's too noisy. Look at the pockets. You know, see how robust it is. And if it's cheap, why not? You're like, well, it might not be warm enough, might not have enough insulate, blah, blah, blah. Look, I've got some stuff that's real high-end, super duper, you know, awesome, down, insulated, the whole nine yards, amazing. Got it for $10. It was like a $500 coat. Got it for $10 at an estate sale. But you know what? It's so big and so high-end, I don't even use it because it's almost never that cold. It's almost overkill. It's so high end. But the coat that I got for, you know, $30 at end of the year clearance sale, I use that every year. So just keep your eyes open wherever you're at. That's basically the lesson here, is just keep your eyes open. You can look online, but often this kind of stuff, you just find it at stores. You might even have a grocery store or a drug store. And they just randomly have a rack of camo stuff, or they've got some jackets, or they've got some hats, or what have you. Sometimes they're not even meant for hunting, which I find hilarious. They're just, it's the style, wear camo. I picked up something, you know, it's got a little orange logo on it. That's fine. Just take a Sharpie. You can just get rid of that, just black it right out. But keep your eyes open. So that's pretty much it. That's the lesson. That's your bonus episode. You guys have yourself a good one. However you're listening to the show, go ahead and subscribe and come on back for more. And if you could, please go ahead and leave us a review on iTunes or on Stitcher or wherever you listen. But until then, God bless, and you guys have a good one.